Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. This week, Governor Kasich bypassed the Ohio legislature when the state controlling board approved federal money for Medicaid expansion. And just a day afterwards, a lawsuit was filed to stop it. I'm joined by Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau to discuss what's happening next with Medicaid. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Ohio law says the state controlling board's allowed to approve expenditures outside of the state budget. So what's the legal argument from opponents of Medicaid expansion?
Well, the legal argument is that when the legislature passed its budget, its version of the budget, which took Medicaid expansion that the governor had proposed out of the budget, the legislature actually included a line in its passed budget that said that the governor could not expand Medicaid. Well, then when the governor got a hold of the budget, he used his line item veto power and struck that line out. So the legal argument with this case is that the legislature clearly had an intent to not have Medicaid expanded, and therefore the governor has violated the legislature's intent. But what's interesting here is there are six lawmakers who are named in this lawsuit who are joining the lawsuit. Four of those lawmakers voted against that budget because they found other things in the budget that they didn't like. All of these lawmakers are conservative Republicans, by the way, including Ron Magg from Lebanon. And now the question is, well, if they voted against the budget, then how can they claim that this is going against the legislature's intent? Because they went against the budget. So it makes for a really interesting argument.
But he vetoed it, so it wasn't technically written into law that the legislature was against this. So is that where the sticking point is here?
Well, it was in the legislature's original budget. When you see the language that the legislature passed, that line is still in there. And so these lawmakers and the suit are trying to claim that that was the legislature's intent. They meant it. They put it in there and they kept it in there. It was the governor that stripped it out. And so the governor is going beyond his authority to expand Medicaid.
And so how does the governor and supporters of Medicaid expansion stand behind that?
Well, that's what we're going to find out here soon. I mean, certainly the governor has his whole team that's very much behind his efforts to expand Medicaid. And we're waiting to hear more from the governor. He really has been very, very quiet and, in fact, absent from a lot of events here since the Medicaid expansion did pass the controlling board. So it will be interesting to hear how he defends this. I believe his defense has been that he took this issue to the federal government. The federal government gave him the authority to expand Medicaid in terms of having the money to do it. And then the controlling board just appropriated the money to the expansion request.
With this lawsuit hanging over all of this, what does it mean for the timeline of Medicaid expansion? Will it hold things up?
As of right now, the folks who are filing the lawsuit, which is a conservative group called the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, and those six Republicans I mentioned before, they're not seeking an injunction. So as of right now, the plan is to go ahead and start enrolling people in Medicaid. I mean, certainly this passed right as it did right now because there's this deadline of January 1st. The federal government starts paying 100% of the costs for Medicaid expansion on January 1st for 3 years. And so those who support Medicaid expansion do not want to wait because then the state could lose some of that $13 billion in federal money that they say they can get over the next 7 years.
I want to play this piece of tape from Governor Kasich. He made this comment when he was in Cleveland before Medicaid expansion was approved. And this is what he had said to opponents of the measure to expand.
And we were talking about this morning. Why is it that some people don't get it? Is it because they're hard-hearted or cold-hearted, or it's probably because they don't understand the problem?
Pretty harsh words for members of his own party, and I wonder what kind of political implications this could have for the governor.
Well, the governor has been pushing this and really putting a lot of his personal capital on this since he first proposed it in February, and then, of course, the legislature stripped it out. And so he's really not let this go. And I think he got a bit frustrated. So what happens now is we have two lawmakers who were removed from the controlling board right before the vote, Representatives Ron Amstutz and Cliff Rosenberger. Cliff Rosenberger's from Southwest Ohio. And both of these gentlemen are in the running to be speaker when Bill Batchelder retires. If either one of those gentlemen become speaker, it could be very challenging for the governor, if he is reelected, to get some of his initiatives through because, well, Ron Amstutz was very clear in saying he was very disappointed in the move to take this to the controlling board and disappointed that he did not get a chance to vote no on this. So you could have, if the governor's reelected, some conflicts and clashes, which we have not seen with this governor and this legislature.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely. It's going to make for next year's campaign interesting as well, because both Governor Kasich and Ed Fitzgerald, who's the Democratic nominee, they both support Medicaid expansion. So there's one thing they agree on, but it's going to be interesting to see how they disagree on how it was done or what might happen afterwards.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you for the invitation.